back for the second hour of the Ralph Winter Road Show. I'm in Alaska, a beautiful Memorial Day. I hope people are remember what Memorial Day is about for the people that are fighting and have fought for the freedom that we have left, which hangs by a thread. But we need to pay our respects to those people. There's been a lot of people spent, give their all, and a lot of families. So been, even today, I see them in the paper, but even whether you support the war in Iraq or not, there's still our military, and they're still dying, and there's still families that are missing their loved ones. So anyway, we want to honor them. And I have Greg Pound on from Florida. And I'm sorry, what's the name of the other gentleman you have on?
His name is Walter.
Okay, Walter, and you're in Florida too?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and you're a black man?
Yes, I am.
Did you hear the what I said about the citizens of the United States? Were you listening in?
Yes, I was.
Does that not make you mad that somebody wants to give you the same rights as a white citizen?
So he didn't hear that, Ralph. You might have to re-explain that.
Well, let me just get that part, because I'd like to get your opinion on that. After the Civil War, they didn't free the slaves. For the Negro, they made a special status called a citizen of the United States, and that's in the Title 42, 1981, 1982, and 1988. And they said to the Negro, because we're going to move you from being free like you're supposed to be, which, by the way, in 1870, anybody could be naturalized, and there was no difference then, but they don't want to talk about that. That was just done behind the scenes. But in 1867, they said, we are going to give to the Negro the special citizenship called a citizen of the United States. Has no meaning in law, it's a fiction, and you're going to be under Congress now, and we're going to give you the right to sue and be sued, the right to own personal and private property, the right to do contracts the same as is enjoyed by white citizens. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Does that not make you mad? Does that not make you mad?
No, it doesn't make me mad. You just have to, I guess, deal with it. But I don't get mad.
You're not a second-class citizen or a slave to somebody.
I understand that.
You're not supposed to be like white citizens. We're born equal on this face, and our Creator gives us our rights, and it sure as heck doesn't come from Congress, and it sure as heck doesn't give those tyrannical, fascist, communist tyrants up there the authority to say, I'm going to give all these other people out here that started off with the blacks the same rights as a white citizen. I'd be fighting mad. That's a racist statement, unbelievable.
Yes.
You don't consider yourself, you're not substandard to the white race, are you?
No, I'm not.
Well, then, I'd be pissed.
You can't get mad because when you get mad, you lose control. I mean, you don't want to lose control of yourself.
Well, you don't want to get mad, but that doesn't mean you go out and do things, but it should just, to me, it makes me mad because they want to make people, everybody today, slaves. But to the Negro race, this should be absolutely revolting. Anybody that's not a quote of a white citizen, whoever that is, that's revolting. That's a racist statement. And our inalienable rights do not come from Congress. I guarantee you, because we got two of the biggest crooks in Alaska. And if I had to think that I had to depend on those guys to give me something, there'd be a problem. Because they're totally dishonest and corrupt. Anyway, why don't you tell me, give us a brief synopsis. We got a short break here, but we'll try to get it in. Give us a brief synopsis of what you've been experiencing.
Okay, I've had my two children taken, their ages 11 and 10, by the Gainesville, Florida. Two judges decided that they felt that I wasn't fit to be a parent, and this was said in open court by a judge, Walter Mosley, that he didn't feel that I was fit to be a parent. So I said, well, sir, I think you need to recuse yourself from over my case, because if you feel like that, I don't want you ruling over me. And he stayed on for 6 months, and he was doing everything he could to keep me with no contact. The only thing I could do was just go and visit once per week.
Are you married?
And no, the mother passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry. And so you're a single parent then?
Yes, I was. I was raising them. My daughter is the last child. She was born a week after her mom. She was born like a week before her mom passed away.
Okay, stay on the line here. Stay on the line. We got to go to break. I hear the music, and we'll be back, and we'll get a little bit longer segment, and I'll let you finish your story here. We'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned, folks.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA, 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the Task Force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, "A penny saved is a penny earned." By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
We're back from break, and we've got Greg Pound on, a friend of his. And go ahead and tell us what actually started them taking your – was it two of your children that they took?
Yes, they took my son and my daughter. My son is 10, and then my daughter is 9. And they took them and placed them in foster care over a false allegation of abuse. I didn't beat my son. He testified in court. He told the judge that he wasn't beat. The judge had a doctor come in who was supposed to be a psychologist who examined the kids like for 2 days straight and told them what to say in court. And he says, "Well, the kids will sit down when they've been abused." That was their excuse. And the judge said, "Well, I believe what the doctor says. I don't believe." He says that he believes that I got the kids scared to talk. And they've been in foster care for a year, so if it was fear, it would have been gone by now. But they won't let me see them. They falsifying documents. The DCF officials falsifying documents. They tell. Fabricate lies to get money for funding. They're trying to get me to go and take all kind of counseling to make it a burden for me to get my kids back. They're not allowed to call. I can't even see them except once a week, and that's if they decide to bring them. I haven't seen them now in 2 weeks. And they were thinking about moving with my brother, and they're giving him hell to receive the kids. So they're here to bring the families back together, but they're actually tearing it apart and they're making money off of it.
How long have they had your son and daughter?
It's been a year now.
Wow.
And I've done everything that they ask, and everything that I do, everything that I complete, then they pile on more tasks and more tasks. And I completed a parenting class successfully, and the lady, she's getting funding from DCF. She says, "Well, I don't think that he's rehabilitated." So she won't give me my completion papers. And she's playing. It's a conspiracy. Everybody's just going along with the flow because they're all getting money. She had 16 people in the class, and from every person that attended the Alice Martin class, she's getting at least $900 per person. And it's a 9-week course, so they're just shuffling people through and making money, but they're not reunifying families. They're tearing them apart. And if you don't
see,
do what they
what's
want,
really bad about this whole thing is all these people you're dealing with. See, a constitutional republic is a limited delegation of power from you to that person. And if they can't show it, they don't have it.
Yeah.
And they don't have it, folks, because guess what? They don't work for us. You can't fire it. Can you fire these people?
No, I can't.
No, because they're all employees. They're all flunkies. They exercise no sovereign power of any of the several states, of anything. They're no different. Then the Nazi Germany, the Gestapo, any of that type of that ilk, they're just there, folks, and they have the arms and the cops to back them up, and they just keep piling this stuff on, and there's no way to win. Doesn't it not seem? I mean, you do this, well, you should have done this. But the problem is, how can you be rehabilitated if there's nothing wrong?
And one lady that works for the health department says, well, there's nothing wrong with you, but I have to put down something so that we can get funding. I said, ma'am, that's fraud.
Amazing, isn't it?
Well, see, his kids were straight-A students on the honor roll. I mean, he has family who are very wealthy that he could place. They won't place his kids with his family. They stuck him in some trailer out in this field with these people who are getting money from the government. And they're just using his kids for money. Now, me and Ralph went up to Tallahassee together before the Senate committee. Both of us went up there, and we've gone up there. And we've tried to tell these people. We've gone to their offices, and we still can't get nothing done. It's just Ralph. We just don't know what to say. It's just
I can tell you. I'm going to offer you some suggestions. The people that they're doing this to need to get together in some religious faith, Christian, and stand together, need to get all of these dirty documents on these people, all of these cooperative agreements, file in a motion for an independent judge, get the forms for the complaint for the bar attorneys, file the complaints for the attorneys, because they have a conflict of interest. They cannot be working for the state and be entering into private law contracts, and they cannot. It is they're actually engaging in the overthrow of the government, because they can't be involved in a contract between two branches of government. Folks, that's treason. That's the overthrow of our constitutional republic. I sent that motion down to Greg for a motion for an independent judge and the documents on that, and I'm going to be sending down a writ of habeas corpus ad subjunctum to go file into the federal court and call these people out. And these documents need to be shared, but you need to get all of the dirty laundry on these guys, increase your knowledge base so that you can understand and articulate what these people are doing. And one of them that I sent down to Greg, which is 45 CFR 302.34, it's 45 in this Code of Federal Regulations 302.34, that document mandates that the cooperative agreements between the courts, the law enforcement, Indian tribes, and tribal organizations, and it can be vested in one person only. And it says in here, we're going to go after these people, we're going to make money, and we're going to prosecute these people. And it says also at the end, we have to reimburse the courts and law enforcement officials for their assistance.
These people meaning us, the parents?
Yes, the parents need to get together and get all of these documents together. Get somebody that's computer literate that can get these documents together so you can pass them out, file in for a motion for an independent judge. The people need to understand why that judge is not an independent judge, because it's in the court documents in Article 6. It says he is bought and paid for. His decision is going to be looked over. He is not an independent judge. He's bought and paid for. And the attorneys are bought and paid for. They have a conflict of interest. And let me read you just a little, we're probably going to break here in just a minute. Let me read you a thing that I put down there in the thing. It's called judicial lynching. This is a case out of the Supreme Court of Virginia, 1922. A judicial lynching is graver and more startling crime than a lynching by an irresponsible rabble. It undermines the foundations of orderly government and weakens respect for law and order. Much of the success of any form of government depends upon the opinion of those governed, of its power to protect them in the administration of the laws and in wisdom and the integrity of those who govern. When the courts do not uphold the laws, respect for law and for government ceases, there should be no compromise with the spirit of lynching for any crime. The mob in Jerusalem was clamoring to Pilate to crucify the Savior. He washed his hands of guilt and released the Christ to the tender mercies of his accusers, thereby perpetuating the greatest judicial crime of the ages. The representative of the imperial Rome compromised with the congregated doers of evil. It is little wonder that the empire declined and fell. That's what's going on today. Our government is rotten clear to the core. The morals have gone to hell or lower. The people are corrupt ad nauseum. I mean, when you go with up like they've been up there and talk to these senators and representatives, you go to the churches. Have you talked to your local sheriff? Is the sheriff going to help?
Oh, me? I called just the other day, and I've been calling them for a year. Walt, has this affected your opinion of the government and respect for our government?
Yes, it has. It lets me know that you can't trust the courts and there's no justice.
But see, do you understand that they're bought and paid for?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, so you go in there and you tell the truth, and it's irrelevant.
Yes.
And I just read a Supreme Court decision. He says the best interest of the child, and the best interest of the child is his contracts to make money.
Yes, and the judge told me to shut up.
He doesn't want to hear the truth, does he?
He won't hear. He told me to shut up. He said, if you say anything else again, I'm going to have you arrested.
Yeah, so isn't that amazing?
What'd you do? I shut up.
Have you, I'm sorry, what's your first name again?
Walter.
Walter, have you, do you belong to a church?
Yes, I do.
Have they offered to help?
They're scared. They're afraid. They're saying, just keep praying. But do you do prayer without? Well, it works. It ain't gonna work.
Well, I tell you what. You know what I say? Those people keep praying. Same thing as David did to Goliath. He prayed, and then he went out there and he grabbed a rock and he went after Goliath.
Yes. Uh huh.
You cannot just sit there and think that somebody's going to do this for you, folks.
We have to do it ourselves.
And of course, the church can't get too involved because see, they're probably tied into a 501c3. Everybody in that congregation is probably a registered voter. Most of them are. They've all signed up with Caesar, and they don't even know what they've done. But they've got us because of fear. We're afraid.
Yeah. They're using the black preachers to hold the rest of the congregation back. I've witnessed that. That's why they let the corrupt politicians come in your church and talk to us during Sunday. I had several governors come in our church.
Mm-hmm.
And talk to us, and on the outside of the church, there's people that's doing drugs and prostitution, and the black neighborhood is in a state of chaos right now. All over
so
America.
So the church doesn't want to get involved, your particular church, and do the black politicians want to get involved?
They don't want to hear it. When we try to talk to them, most of them are in trouble themselves and taking bribes and stuff like that down here. There's one senator that he's on appeal now, but they arrested him for doing something that all the other politicians do, but they just caught him doing it. He was using one of his interns to do political work, and they said that's against the law.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll be back in a minute here. We've got a short break, and then we'll have a longer one after we get back, so stay tuned, and we'll be back here talking over some real solutions to try to get our republic back, and one of the most horrendous crimes that you can do is stealing, kidnapping, people's children and selling them for money.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. CORE Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit CoreDocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using CORE Documents' HRA concept. CORE Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let CORE Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for CORE Documents or see us at CoreDocuments.com. That's CORE, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Ah. Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Well, we're back from break. Ralph and Walter, are you still there, too?
Yes, I am.
Okay, we got a short break here, or a short segment, and I tell you what my suggestion would be. I'm willing to, as much effort as I can put into this, because I've lost a business and a very lucrative business, and my wife has divorced me. We're still great friends. As a matter of fact, she was over here just a minute ago to get some information. I still, I'm not sure how you have honeydews with an ex-wife, but I do, and which is great, because we get along great. She just couldn't stand all the stress of, because when you really start fighting these guys, I don't need to tell you two. It tears families apart. It puts stress everywhere. It stresses the jobs, your business, your friendships, everything. And I can't even imagine somebody taking, if I had children, I don't have any, but if I had any children, I just can't imagine somebody taking my children. I'm telling you, folks, I mean, it doesn't get any worse than that. That's about the most heinous crime. And then to put them in some of these homes where they get abused, they may be sexually abused, they may be beaten, and they don't prosecute. Do you know of any foster home people down there have ever been prosecuted in Florida?
There's one lady in Georgia that worked for the department. She got caught beating her two daughters, and I think she's going through the court system now. But she was actually working for the department, and she beat her daughters, and they arrested her. It was on the internet on FightChildProtectiveServices.com.
How many do you know, though? But it's not the exception to ever have it happen, because I've seen so much of it up here, and somehow they don't prosecute them hardly ever.
No, they don't.
I mean, and they make up stuff on parents and that. Let me give you some suggestion, what I would suggest doing, okay? I'm not an attorney and counselor at law. I provide research materials, and I provide them to Greg down there. My suggestion in your county is to get all of the dirty linen, all of these cooperative agreements, these regulations. I'll give them to you. I got them. There's no charges. Have them. And you could file like a motion for an independent judge, and I'm going to work up a habeas corpus. It'll probably be in Greg's case first to go file in the federal court. And a writ of habeas corpus is $5, common law writ. And another one of the things that I'm going to be working on right now is a writ of quo warranto to file against all of these child custody folks and all of these judges, these people that have no public office. They exercise no executive, legislative, or judicial power. And a writ of quo warranto is by which to challenge them. But anyway, that's a little bit beyond the scope of what most people can do. But I would suggest getting somebody that's computer literate, have these documents available, that can email them around, or if they have the ability to put them onto a home page. Take like this motion that Greg filed, file in your case a motion for an independent judge, change it over and get it filed. And if you got questions, call Greg, or if not, give me a call. I answer almost all questions. I try to make myself available.
What's your number? I can give it to him.
Yeah, okay.
I can give it to him.
Don't I answer the phone, Greg, when you
call? Oh, you do. You do, and sometimes I call you when I'm stressed out. I want to thank you for going ahead, and you were going to do another program on taxes. I cannot think of anything more important. It's one thing for them to take our property, take our houses, but when they come in and begin taking our children and using our children, abusing them, I mean, we see our children 1 hour a month. Some of us see them 2 hours a month. And, I mean, this has gone on for 3 years that I've only seen my kids for 2 hours a month. Can you imagine seeing your children 2 hours a month and wonder why? I mean, they're in the daycare in 3 days more than what I see my kids in a whole year.
Well, we need to band together, but if you can find somebody you need for each one of the counties, they have a separate cooperative agreement for each county, each sheriff, each court. Need to get those documents together, get the regulations to go with them, file a motion for an independent judge, and then we'll go after the attorneys for a conflict of interest, start filing reports on them because they have a conflict of interest. They are involved in overthrowing the government of the United States and the lawful government of Florida, being one of the several states, if it was. And then I am going to work on this habeas corpus and get that sucker modified and filed into these courts. But the problem is you have to understand and get some knowledge, and that's what Greg is coming up with, because he'd never heard of cooperative agreements, these contracts, and now he can start to explain it somewhat. And we need to make this grow because we need knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Because going in and telling the truth to these judges, you might as well go out here and talk to a tree.
Exactly.
Because you just come out of there, like say, I said scratching your head, it's worse, it's crying. I mean, what can be worse than stealing people's, it's kidnapping children and then putting them in environments that are bad environments.
Yeah.
And then having them sexually abused or beaten or putting drugs. They run them through all of these psychologist stuff and somehow all of these government programs. And then they want to teach us what about homosexuality, Greg?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, they're not only me, and it's like Ralph's kids. They're trying to put his kids on drugs. I mean, his kids had no problems. I mean, they've taken his kids, and it's just, you know, this is case after case after case, and it's just so sad. And we're sitting here like Ralph is Walt, he's at times he told me he felt like taking some of these people and tossing them around. But that's what they provoke you to. They provoke you to anger, to the place where they try to get you to commit a crime so they can justify what they do to you then.
That's the thing we can't do is let them win.
Right.
Because we have to fight them with knowledge and wisdom.
Right.
And I'll hear the music, and we'll be back after the break. And so hang tough, and we'll be back with some real ideas on what's going on with real solutions that people can join in. We'll be back in a few minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow. I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
We're back from break, and this was a Memorial weekend. Again, like I say, we want to remember all those that have fought and died, and all the families that have got us to this point. We've not been real good caretakers of our constitutional republic and our birthright, but all we can do is try to do better. We want to honor those again that have fallen, and have. For their families, I feel up here today. I see them in the paper all the time, and whether we support the war or not, they're still our troops, and they're still getting killed, and they're there fighting. So anyway, we want to honor them today. And again, we have Greg Pound out of Florida and Walt out of Florida, and I was just going over some of the solutions with what I know when I finally got to the root of the poisonous tree, which is our status, our birthright. Just like the prodigal son, and when the prodigal son left, he got really enlightened. It's amazing what happens when you surrender your birthright, and when you surrender your birthright, basically to Satan. Let's just tell it like it is. That's to Lucifer, whatever name you want to put to the evil power out there, and he has an unlimited power of deception, and he'll do anything to get people to sign up. And when we sign up, that our Creator is not where our inalienable rights come from, and we want the benefits of Caesar, of Rome, or whatever you want to put to it, this is why we're in the situation where we are. because people do not know what it is that every day. We have millions and millions of registered voters. We have millions of people every day that sit in the courtrooms and swear under the penalties of perjury. They're taking an oath that they're a citizen of the United States. They mandate that before any jury jeopardy attaches on a trial. Is everybody here a citizen of the United States? And then you ask them what it is, and they don't even know what it is. And that's where Congress is your slave master, and you can have the same rights as a white citizen. Hoo-ha. That's knowledge. That's knowledge, folks. Now, my suggestion down in Florida is for the people, all these people that I'm hearing, because when you hear all these stories, going in and telling the truth doesn't really do much to these people. I mean, you can file in affidavits. That's one of the things to do is file in affidavits into the court. But the judges and all, everybody's bought and paid for. Get their dirty laundry, all of these cooperative agreements. You'll have to call. I have the email of the party that's got it down in Florida. Do you have that, Greg?
Yes, I do, Ralph.
Okay, well, is Walt in the same county as you are?
No, Walt is, he's way north of me. He's up in Ocala. He's like in the central part of the state.
Okay, well, my suggestion is to get these cooperative agreements. Find somebody or somebodies that is a computer literate that can do word processing so that you can file these documents, because one of the things that they do is the attorneys won't do this. So basically, there are a few attorneys. I've talked to a couple that go as far as they can out of Florida. But as a rule, they won't go where you need to go. So that gets back to you'd have to have somebody that's a paralegal or somebody that can at least run a database and manipulate these Word documents around with the attachments. You put in attachments to show their laundry. Turn the light on these tyrants, these fascists, these demonic SOBs. Turn the light on them. Demand an independent judge. That'd be the first thing out of the crack of the barrel, is to get somebody. And then so we get this habeas done. On some of this other, I'm willing to share it with anybody that wants it and modify it at will.
Mm-hmm.
But you need to go to be able to articulate it. I want to get it written up into a poster, or something so that you can explain it. But you need to be able to succinctly explain it. Excuse me just a minute. excuse me. The birch up here, allergic to them. But explain this, because most people have a very short attention span, and explain it and get a poster where it explains it in succinct terms and hand those out. But until you can get the dirty laundry and start turning the light on these guys and start filing complaints against the attorneys, nothing's going to change. I mean, it's a sad thing, because going in and telling the truth, which you both can attest to, get you nowhere.
Well, that's why, we want to thank you for being there, Ralph, and we thank you for Republic Broadcasting. Well, we need the listeners to pray for us. As men, our job is to defend our children, our families, and we just don't know how to deal with these people, because, we've been brought up to respect authority, to respect the courts, the police department, and when these guys are filing false police reports, are lying, and abusing their authority, we just don't know how to deal with it. I mean, we don't know whether, I mean, how are we supposed to defend our kids? Walt, me and him have talked. I mean, this guy, he's one of the most nicest people you could ever meet. He's got two children, he's got a son and a daughter, and they're doing perfect in school. They've come in and take them and put them in places. Now the kids are, I mean, just what they put this poor man's kids through is the same thing they're doing to our children. And they're doing it to hundreds of families.
Well, the other thing I would suggest is get the first few documents that they started off with. Get the first few documents, because those are the important ones of what starts the ball, this here ball rolling in their world. And get those charging documents, copy them out of the courthouse.
Uh-huh.
Have those, and then find somebody that can scan those or that's got a scanner so that you can send them around or so that you can copy them, or at least, if you got a copy machine or something, it's easier. Once you get them scanned, somebody's got a scanner, because then you can email them to anybody and you don't have to mess with it no more.
Okay.
And then you can just print them out. But if you get together and get your initial information, get all the dirty laundry on these guys, file complaints with the on all of these attorneys, because they're all involved in it. If you got some questions, give me a call. I'll email you whatever I can. And start fighting these guys with real evidence, turning on the light bulb. Because going to the truth in front of, I mean, imagine walking in front of Satan and say, hey, guess what? There's a creator here. Now, you need to straighten up and fly right. And you know what the devil's going to say? Have a nice life. Next.
Exactly, and that's what they were going to do to me on the 10th. They had it scheduled on the 10th. They had the court reporters in there. They were going to terminate my rights until they seen, and that document came in for an independent judge. It stopped the whole thing. Stopped the whole, put the brakes on the whole situation.
Because we got a copy of their cooperative agreement, which is conclusive and legal evidence of their fraud. And we put in the two regulations that they're using, the feds, that show that these guys are committing treason. They're contracting between, quote, the separate branches, which they're not. They're all tied together anyway. They're all employees. But what are they going to do? They knew they had a problem. So now they're sitting there scratching their heads because they've never seen this before. So, like I say, the next move, now there are several things as an evidentiary hearing, but a habeas corpus on the federal side written up. But then the person has to be able to understand it because they're going to go in there and you're up against these slimy, greasy, demonic, tyrannical fascists. I mean, they're no different. See, people don't even know the first slaves in America were white slaves, and they used to kidnap. That's where the word kidnap came from. They used to get them out of Europe. And then, of course, it was so lucrative, not only were the white slaves brought over here, then they got the blacks involved out of the slave coast and the areas out of Africa. And it's amazing. It's just astounding why people want to enslave other people. Hasn't ever changed, and it's still going on. The problem is today it's going on right out in the open, and nobody cares.
Right, exactly.
The churches don't care. The politicians don't care. I did that trick up here for about 3 years on some of these things. I went to every politician I could get. I even got some audits done showing fraud in the state of Alaska, and nobody would prosecute.
I wrote the governor. I wrote Jeb Bush. I wrote the secretary, Lucy Hattie. I wrote the secretary that's over it now. And me and Greg went to Tallahassee to meet with him face to face. They said they were going to investigate.
Bob Butterworth.
Yeah, they're doing nothing right now. You know, these children are in a place that's substandard living, and they're saying that they're in a better place. The judge is saying, "Well, I believe they're in a better place." I showed the judge. I said, "Judge, they're living in a broken down, run down trailer." He took those pictures from me and says, "Where'd you get these pictures from?" I wouldn't tell him where I got the pictures from. He says, "I'm going to hold you in contempt of court, and I'll put you in jail if you don't tell me where you got them from. If you come here next hearing and you don't tell me where you get the pictures from, I'm going to put you in jail." So I told him I got him from a private investigator, and he said, "What's his name?" And I told him I can't remember the name, and he was going to try to put me in jail for that contempt. And they're getting like $4,000 to $6,000 to keep these kids, and they get more incentive money if these kids are deemed to have mental problems. So they're trying to say now that my kids got mental problems. My kids are straight A students, and they're very smart because I start teaching them while they was in their mom's womb. I was reading to them and teaching them. And they're very smart. They're business. They can write checks and stuff right now at 10 and 11 and go collect rent and stuff like that. But they're trying to say that my kids have mental problems, and they're trying to get them to go to this behavioral clinic. And from there, then they'll start trying to put them on psychotropic drugs because the caseworkers have already started falsifying documents saying his behavior is bad. My kids get straight A's in school. They don't have no conduct problems whatsoever in school, but she's falsifying documents. And her supervisor and the judge are sticking with that. And the judge backs up everything she says. She told the judge that she's afraid of me. She told the judge that I broke into her apartment, and she came home one day and her doorknob was loose, and immediately she thought about Mr. Wright, that's me. And she says, I immediately called the police because I thought Mr. Wright had went in my apartment. And the judge says, that's bad.
And this right.
This stuff is going through the courts, and he's believing it, and he's ruling on this. All of these lies, as if they're true. There's two black ladies that was working at the department that weighed at least 400 pounds apiece, and those ladies told the judge in court that I held them in an elevator for over 15 minutes. They would have had SWAT down there with red dots all over my forehead if I went down to DCF raising the hell like that. They lying, and the judge just believe everything they say, and he rules accordingly.
Yeah. Well, see, he's bought and paid for.
Yes, the parents don't have a chance.
Well, I would suggest getting with Greg and getting that motion and getting the documents for your county and file that in to get an independent judge and try to get that judge out in the open. And like I say here, I've got a couple of things I got to get done, some other habeas that I owe some people. But I will forward one down. And like I say, you have to get the real stuff, the real dirt on these guys, and flip the light on these lower than roaches and get them out in the open. And we'll see if we can't get these guys, you know, bring this to a head.
Something needs to happen because, I mean, these are our children. This is our next generation. I just don't know what to say. I mean, what they've done to my kids, to Ralph's, I mean, to Walt's kids and all the other kids. I mean, I literally, it's nothing for me to get 15, 20 phone calls every day, sometimes more than that, of people all throughout the state, throughout our country, crying about what they're doing to their kids.
Okay, so number one, get the rotten documents.
Right.
And get those, because you have to get real, conclusive, and legal evidence to show that these guys are bought and paid for.
And that's cooperative agreement.
Right, get those cooperative agreements, and if you can, find out how much money they're making off of these, off each one of these children. If you've got people in foster homes that'll work with you, how much money did they get? Down in Florida, they got $10,800 sitting there for $5,000 for the attorneys, $5,000 for the foster home, and $800 for the court before anybody even gets started. It's an open credit card. Hey, let's go spend $5,000, the attorney says. Hoo-haw, way, this looks good. I'll make another payment on my BMW. It's unbelievable. But these are real things to do, and you really, really need somebody that's computer literate in a group or groups so that you can email these things around and
right.
With a printer and stuff.
Right, network together.
Absolutely, network together and start spreading the real knowledge around and then learn and be able to understand it and articulate it and write up a brief page or something, or if I get time, I will, so that you can pass out and say what's really going on. Now, I passed out posters with pictures of politicians up here.
Right.
Oh, my goodness, did all H-E-double-L break loose. I even had some get up and leave meetings. Absolutely. I accused them. I said, you're liars and thieves. Here's the evidence. And then what you do on these, on the back of them, you put in a affidavit exactly the opposite. You offer him money and say, well, here, you're the holder to the jail to your keys. If it's not so, sign up under the penalties of perjury so we can prosecute you. And they won't sign.
No.
Because they can't. I learned that because the first time I shut down one of these meetings, then they went after me that I was threatening the senator. So I didn't threaten anybody. I just told the truth. So I learned to do that. You put the absolute, you put their truth on the front of what they're doing, then you put what they should be doing on the back with an affidavit and offer them $100.
You know, Ralph, it's too bad I couldn't, sometime maybe I could play at the Senate, when the Senate had their hearing meeting on passing the truth bill here in Florida, and they had this big argument on the Senate floor about whether they should tell the truth or not. It'd be good for people to hear, you know, Jesus said, you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free. And these people are rejecting the truth. I just can't think, how can people be so cruel to do what they're doing for money? How can money be more valuable than truth and righteousness? It says, if the foundation is destroyed, what then can the righteous do? The foundation of America is the truth. The foundation is, we have to have the truth. I mean, I've said, if we've abused our kids, that's fine. We want the truth. But we don't need people lying and falsifying, and you've had our kids now for 3 years. You've abused our kids. These people are wicked and cruel to the worst degree.
Well, I tell you what, we may owe Sodom and Gomorrah an apology.
Yeah. Maybe Bin Laden, too. But
I saw a documentary on that, and my guy, he doesn't have the big organization. Supposedly he does. It's just another one of those big lies. That big compound they had in Afghanistan was just a few caves. It's like uncontrolled insanity.
It is.
There's no truth. You just can't imagine. And you put the truth out there, and it has no bearing on what's going on around you.
And it's all for money and power. I mean, the civil servants are supposed to be serving us as a people, not oppressing us.
They're bought and paid for, though. That's the problem. They're bought and paid for, and they have this attitude of them against us.
But if I was a police officer, there's no way. You couldn't pay me enough much money to lie and to cheat and to file false police reports against people to take their kids. I just don't understand how these people, as American citizens and as our fellow countrymen, to be doing this to us.
If you don't do it, then you get fired.
Well, then I would get fired.
Well, like I say, it's not all of them, because I know some people in the police, and they have the same problem as they're trying to help, but they have this problem of they won't go so far, but they have their families. They don't want to lose their families and their jobs and get divorced and their children. So it's a tough nut to stand up for what's right. It really is.
If you tell them that you're a Christian, you won't get your kids back. One guy that was in one of my parenting classes, he says, if you want to get your kids back, you need to stop talking about Jesus. You need to stop talking about God, because then people think you're crazy. That's what a white guy told me. He was an alcoholic. He'd get out in the parking lot, rev his motor up, you know, making the pipe sound loud. And he was a real radical dude. He says, man, if you want your kids back, you got to be like me. You kidding? That's what the guy told me, and he got his kids back.
Isn't that amazing? Well, I hear the, hold on a minute here. We got one more short segment here, and then we'll finish up. But Greg and Walt, we're talking about child custody, and I'm going to summarize again some of the real solutions and the real problems, so we'll be back in a minute.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017, or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there, or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free, 866-222-3017, or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Ralph, and we're with the Ralph Winterroad Show out of Alaska. We're back for the last segment. We've got Greg Pound out of Florida and Walt out of Florida. The issue today is kidnapping children and white and black slavery. They don't care the color, and they're auctioning them off at $10,000 a head down in Florida to estate employees. And it's all, quote, legal, huh? And they take children. for no good reason, and you can't get them back. How many people do either one of you know that have ever got their children back?
I know one person that got their kids back, but it was the total opposite. It was a hellraiser.
And how many do you know, you think, realistically, that have their children that haven't gotten them back to that one?
There's hundreds of thousands of kids. I think there's in America that's in custody, there's 2,500 in Florida. Kids that's in foster care right now, and they can't get them back, and they're trying to. And most of those people have had their parental rights terminated, and that's what they were trying to do to me. And they were saying that was the first thing they had tried to get me to sign was to say you can go ahead and give your kids up, and then you won't have to go through all this court system and stuff. But they tried to trick me into doing it. And the attorney that they had given me, he tried to get me to sign away my parental rights, and I told him, I said, man, you must be a fool. And from that day on, and that's been about a year ago, they said, well, you're not going to get anywhere fighting against us. If you want to get your kids back, you have to go ahead and cooperate with us. And to cooperate with them means to let them take your kids from you. I had to travel 50 miles one way to see my kids and 50 miles back home. That's the closest place that they want me to see them because it says that I'm so dangerous that I need security around me. Well, the guy that's a security guard, he's a no disrespect, but he's an older white gentleman in his 60s. He's retired from the police department. And he can't stop nobody from doing anything if they want to do anything. He doesn't have a gun. He doesn't have mace or anything. That's just an excuse they use to make this thing a burden on me. And every day that I get up to go check on the kids, they're not in the room. The only thing I have to do is kiss their pictures to remind me of them and hope that they'll call. And my son says he tries a sneaking call, but he's scared that the lady will beat him or something. That he's staying with. He can't call his dad. And me and my son and my daughter are real close. I've been raising them ever since their mom passed away.
Isn't that something?
It's unbelievable.
It's unbelievable. In America today, 2007, kidnapping children and taking them away from their parents for no good reason. And the politicians are in on it. The sheriffs are in on it. The attorneys are in on it. The judges are in on it. They're buying and selling children for money.
Well, like Walt was saying, they're doing it to Christians. It's like, if you're a hellraiser, like he said, you get your kids back. The majority of people they're picking on are Christian families. I mean, it's like we are under attack. I don't know if this is the beginning of the tribulation or what it is, but we are under major attack here in Florida, our families. Watch the website, freeourkids.com, and look at the other Christian families, what they're doing to them. Listen to these people.
Get the documents, get the dirt on them, get a hold of Greg or get a hold of me if he's down there in Florida, and get some people that know how to manipulate these documents. Start filing in to get an independent judge, be able to understand it, and when I get this habeas done, it'll be down there, and anybody's welcome to use it, modify it, and if you got questions on it, let's go to battle. Let's take these slimy, demonic tyrants out, fascist pigs out, and let's fight them. Let's fight these people. It's for people's children, folks. You can sit on your butts, or you can get off your duff and go fight. It hurts doesn't hurt to pray, but I'm telling you what, you don't win by sitting on your butt and think the whole world's going to come and get it fixed itself. So anyway, we'll be back next Sunday, and thank you, Walt and Greg. And
thank you for having us,
have a happy Memorial weekend.
Thank you for having us.
You too.
You bet. We gone.
It's true.